Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
200 episodes, and thanks to Heaps Normal. That's Heaps with an H. Heaps Normal, R-H. Delicious, and H. We've argued about this before. If you're gonna say H, you may as well fuck up the start of it as well. And H. Okay.
And H. Get an Heaps Normal into you this January.
Yeah, if you say H, you can't correct anyone else's grammar, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. I shouldn't be allowed to do anything, to be honest. Shouldn't be allowed to own anything. Not allowed to drive. Certainly.
Heaps Normal. Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. You know the legends. You love them. They've supported us here at MFB HQ for ages. Get around them if you're looking for a little break off the booze this new year.
I just finished off my carton of Shandy. Very tasty, that.
Fucking oath. A
little lemon twist. Get around it. That's my favourite of theirs. So,
I love the OG, the Quiet XPA. That was the world award winning one. But I've got some of the stouts, some of the coffee run stouts in the fridge as well for when Melbourne forgets that it's actually fucking summer and just decides to throw me a 17 degree day in the middle there with a low of 6 overnight or whatever the fuck. You go, you're beauty. Time for a stout.
The little chill of progression you get down there. Anyway.
Heaps Normal. You know them. You love them. Get to heapsnormal.com. Chuck in duty free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
flight? I'm going to sleep, this bitch keeps talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year, mate.
Even though it's not yet. We're just doing a little intro to bring in Ep 200 because we're both out of town. I'm at the Golden Coast, I believe.
And I'm at your house leaving skid marks in the toilet.
In the future.
That's grim. What are your plans for the new year? Destroy me mate's toilet?
Well, there's one here. And I've got teenagers now and it's pretty much... Like skid marks are invisible to them. They don't know what they are.
I don't know what happened with my five-year-old. He was a big fan of, like when he learned how to stand up and piss into the toilet, he was so focused on getting it all in and proud. And then one day he's like, don't know a toilet's there. Just treat the whole room's a urinal.
Wasn't getting rewarded every single time. Might as well just do what I want. That's how people attack life. Now, like I didn't get anything immediately for that. I'm just going to be a turd now, and that's it.
And this, how I know that he's pissed all over the seat is because sometimes, you know, get up early in the morning for a bit of breakfast radio, go for a sit down 4:30 a.m. piss, get my thoughts together, and go, just sit down and start my day by sitting in someone else's piss. What a time!
Yeah, we've got one. We got two toilets in this house now, which is I've never had that in my life.
Hold on one second, please. Hold on. Whoa. Hold on. There's more coming.
Woo! I dress myself in cashmere. Woo! 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 Woo!
Well, the solid gold one downstairs, bit of a poor design, 100% guaranteed skid marks. If you're deucing down there. And the general consensus is, Dad still got just enough power to blast them off when he gets down here, so I'll just leave them perfectly good brush sitting right there. Why should I have to do that? Someone else take care of it. Anyway, enough skid talk, mate. I feel like we do too much skid mark stuff. It's off the top. We should hide it throughout the episode, really.
So, and some people too may have just joined us. They would have seen the tile on, you know, on our Instagram feeds that we would have shared 200 eps, and they might think, fuck, you know what? New year, new pod.
Yeah.
Let's get in. What's it all about? Plane fights. All right, I'm listening. Yep. Shitter talk.
Just
you know.
We'll be into plane fights soon. We don't want to fart about too much here.
Of course.
We are actually on holidays. So
of course. Before we get into the ep, though, each week if we're down the line from one another, Heggie has got a Zoom background with a grim history. I forgot to ask it about you last week, Heggie, so we've rolled over. This is a very nice hat. This looks very English.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, it does. Is this the fucking, is this a location for Midsummer Murders or something? What's happened?
No, nothing like that. Just
Prince Andrew.
No. This is where, like, when people become even new money in England, they just get a place like this. They got no desire to live near other people, funnily enough. And I wouldn't be surprised if a bunker's been dug in this one.
Yeah.
For these sermons to be read out, a bit like on a podcast or a YouTube situation.
Oh, all right. I already know who it is. One Russell your, Russell Brand?
Yes, it's Russell Brand's house. So, yeah, it's got a bit quiet there, hasn't it? A couple of news cycles have gone past and no one's heard a thing. Haven't heard a peep since.
Well, he's just putting out pods as he goes on.
Oh, righto. I wouldn't think to listen to one, but I dare say it's a lot of good on you, everyone, for continuing to support me because I've never done anything wrong in my life.
Mainstream media is out to get me.
Yeah. Anyway, your mate, your influence, your mentor.
You've got – what did you say? What, you said I had a signed copy of my bookie book. It's the most hurtful thing you've ever said about me, I reckon. All right, should we get into the app? These are short and sharp, these ones. Low Breed on YouTube right now. Grogan, Heggie's new tour, 2024 tour on sale, lukeheggie.com. Get around him. And we're going to announce a big string of Mid-Flight Brawl live shows soon.
Oh,
big MFB tour.
And also, while I'm here, mate, congratulations on 200 episodes. It's been it's been a good time. I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
Bloody
and
great
that
time.
Is, 4 years of near enough to 4 years of pretty hard work. Been enjoying it though. Thanks very much everyone for supporting us.
Yes.
And here's the 200 more with any luck.
And mate, now the nice thing is if you're not on our Patreon yet, if you're listening to this, get on patreon.com/midflightbrawl. You're gonna hear some more abuse chucked in this episode as well, probably. There was a fair bit to get through.
Yeah, but, a lot to get through. They might be finished. Who knows?
But get on our Patreon. You can see the eps live on, well, not live, but the recorded episodes in video, YouTube every week, Land Larrikins episodes. That's the spin-off pod about the grubs on land. We've got over 70 of those, I believe, 60 or 70 of those, maybe more.
85.
Fucking heaps. 85. There you go. Heaps of Land Larrikins to catch up with, early access to live ticket sales, heaps of stuff. Patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Enjoy the start of your new year, everyone. And enjoy the app.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate. We're looking back on the year that just was. 2023, three random fights from this year. It's a three-part. And first one, we're looking at United Airlines, May 3, 2023. Oh, that's going to get a workout. San Francisco to Houston.
Nice.
Cody Benjamin Lovins.
Oh.
47. Doesn't sound like a 47, does he?
Old Cody.
Cody Lovins. Danger Zone. Is from humid subtropical Montgomery TX, little town of 2,000 people, and birthplace of the Lone Star Flag.
Oh, yeah.
So
nice.
Have that. Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys logo.
Is it?
You ever go to, just the star.
Yeah, it's not, okay. I thought the Lone Star flag is something else.
No, that's the actual flag, the Texan state flag.
Right.
But that,
just
that
the star, Lone Star state. I've never eaten at a Lone Star tavern, and yet I reckon I could recite the menu.
Really?
The whole
Lone
A3.
Star
Lone Star tavern.
Steakhouse
tavern, yeah. Buffalo wings, steaks. all sorts of steaks.
They the one in Hoppers closed because of jizz in the sauce.
What?
Yeah.
That's an oversight. Where'd they import that from? The one at the Gold Coast is still open from what I can see.
Really? Lone Star?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Up near Pack
Fair. We've got to do a Patreon on that, I reckon.
Lone Star Tavern fights. Yeah.
No. I mean just a Patreon where we go to a... Yeah.
What do you mean?
A Lone Star.
Just
go along.
And see what we can eat.
Yeah.
Talk shit. I can tell you right now. Terrible stuff.
Oh, I assume it's not great.
Big servings, though. Definitely that. No interesting murders in Montgomery, Texas, but there was a Candy Montgomery from Texas. So,
okay.
Who in 1980 bludgeoned Betty Gore, who was having an affair with her husband.
A Candy bludgeoning a Betty.
Yeah, Betty got struck 41 times with an axe, an actual axe murder. Don't see too many of them. Candy claimed self-defense, said that Betty started it. Get this, acquitted. See you later.
Not bad.
That's good value. Good value. You heard it right here. 1980, though, different time. You could murder someone with an axe. You probably still can in Texas. Murder someone with an axe if you got beef with them, as long as you definitely were wronged first.
The bit that gets me is the 41 times in self-defense.
That is.
You know? Self-defense is hit. Fuck, they've gone down.
Yeah. Numbers 2 to 41, I reckon, to be argued in a court of law. While the flight was boarding, Cody, your mate, and his wife had taken someone else's seats.
Yeah. Well, I'm on their side already.
The Cody side?
No, the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking get out of there.
The woman whose seat it was, Naya Jimenez, walked up to them and asked them both to move. It's unclear what she said, but when you have the moral high ground, you can state that however the fuck you want.
Mm.
You can say, you can staple gun your boarding pass to their forehead if you want. So I'm right here.
I'll tell you what I've said every time.
Get out.
Not getting my phone out of my pocket.
Mm.
Sorry, mate, you're in the wrong seat. Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not getting my phone out of my pocket.
Do you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a look. I'm not doing it. You're wrong. Every time. 100%.
Yep.
Oh, what's E? The middle cunt, shove.
Yeah. I had someone once, like a high-powered business person, who'd taken my window seat. And I really fancied the window. For sure, like a one-hour Melbourne City. This must be 10 years ago more. I thought, oh, no, I'm going to have a nap. It's early morning. Got my jumper, put on the window. I'm having that. I said, oh, I think that's my seat. She goes, just sit there. I said, no. Like, I didn't say this. I should have got, look, if you had manners, I would have. Get the fuck out of my seat. I said, no, I'm going to have the window. Yeah, we're both in these seats. Just take that one. I said, no.
Yeah.
I'm just having the window.
The balls of someone or the vag of someone.
Get the fuck out. It didn't come to it.
The tits of that lady. Why don't they have one? What are women's,
I don't know. We will never, ever get through the glass ceiling until they've got their own set of balls, metaphorical, to sort things out. So anyway, unclear what was said. As long as you're correct, you do what you want. It's very satisfying in the modern world to put someone in their place when they're wrong, as you do. Naya, like their given names put them at about the same age, Naya and Cody.
Yeah.
But he's from Texas, so all bets are off there. Who knows? Texans can be ahead of their time when it comes to affairs of the Bevan. This threw Cody into a rage. We've seen this type before. Maybe he's a bit like a lot of us, but I would have moved, but you have to ask nicely, that sort of thing. Or maybe he was just maggot. Like when someone's right, I still want them to be polite.
There is a way to
get out. I'm right, get out. You don't have to pull that shit. A gate attendant was brought into the plane to talk to the both of them. Cody was slurring his words while talking, here we go, and then lashed out at the attendant. Slurring the slurs, he punched the attendant multiple times before they were separated. I saw the footage. Rubbish. Cody, very big man, and the punches had virtually no heft.
Oh.
He's puffed after about 6 seconds of punching. They're at the coveted bulkhead row of seats. That's why they pinched them from Naya. She wanted the bulkhead.
Of course.
Window bulkhead near the babies. Not ideal, but still a bit more leg room. All those pigs can put their feet up on the fucking wall, which I don't appreciate and should be fucking kick-offable. You don't get that seat anymore. You're in the fucking back now.
Yeah.
Giving that to someone who deserves it and doesn't put their feet on the fucking walls. Katie then ran to an emergency door and opened it. This before, they're still on the ground. Opened it with the intention to jump out. He had his backpack on during the melee. Like he's planning, he might have had a parachute. He's already planning something. You don't put your backpack on, then have a fight and then run. Yeah. You're planning something. Crew members ran up and grabbed him before he had the chance to jump. He was removed from the flight. Police caught up to Cody in the terminal, detained him. He's made an error there too. Like, I know they can track your name down, but if you get off a plane with your arms not pinned behind your back, get the fuck out of there quick.
Yeah.
Run through the airport like you're looking for a flight or something and leave.
Things like Krispy Kreme or something. Starbucks.
They'll lose interest and send you a letter at best. If they catch up to you there before they get back to their – if you pass the AFP car where they're asleep, you're gone. They don't have to – they won't follow. Cody was charged with battery. I think it's still under investigation because the outcome's unknowable. Slow wheels. He was also banned from flying with United Airlines. The internet spoke up and the consensus was lock him up, throw away the key.
Of course.
Except for one man bucking the trend, dancing to the beat of a different drum. Or like your forthcoming autobiography, Nick Cody, Against the Grain. His name's Drums. He said, in a sea of, we should kill him.
By the way, you never want that.
What?
You never want, if you're in trouble and everyone's like, get him, jail forever, lock him up, throw away the key, bring back, capital punishment.
Bring back the guillotine.
And there's one man that's like, no, let me say something. Yeah. What's your name? Drums. Oh, fuck. This isn't going to help.
Drums has said, I respect this passenger a lot. Flight attendants are out of control these days. There's one person Drums. You shouldn't respect. It's no. Cody smacking a flight attendant when he's in the wrong seat.
Of course.
He's done everything wrong. Everything.
And it's not like the flight attendant's throwing a punch first and Cody's looking after himself.
They're out of control, mate. Pretty good.
That's someone, I reckon Drums has been cut off. Drums, I reckon, has got a so you can't vape on the plane.
He's gotten a, you've had 12 Jim Beans.
Yeah.
The 13th, you're not getting it. Out of control. You people are out of control. Act two, just a little tidbit here before we get into the final one. Southwest Airlines, flight 117, March 9, 2023. Dallas to Phoenix. Texas getting a run.
Oh, yeah.
This is an unnamed man, a John Doe.
Yeah.
While boarding the plane, an unnamed man was seen confronting another passenger. Witness Caitlin Johnson said that he probably punched the guy a good 4 times before anyone started recording. That's filling in the gaps.
It says a lot about the world, though, doesn't it? Not before anyone stopped him or...
No.
Yeah, the flight attendants grabbed him. We didn't even have time.
To get the phone out.
I forgot the camera. The last photo I took was a selfie, so I've opened it up quickly, started recording. It was my dumb face.
In that realm, I think like animals attacking humans, like a dog attack or something. You see more footage of that than you do see people go and help out and kick the dog.
Yeah.
Or anything like you don't see. I reckon the incidence of filming is way higher than Good Samaritanism.
Yeah.
Fucking every time, and. Surely it's in people's heads that there's no financial reward for this. Maybe you sell it to TMZ for $1,000. Like, what are you going to get for filming
that? That's all they want.
Even the, if you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you get $1,000?
Probably.
I don't know. Like, it's got to be a Rodney King style one to get bigger money than that.
Yeah, but I don't think they're after big money.
Mm. They're just after getting someone.
Cash.
Yeah. Little bits of cash. They'd probably take an ice cold can for that. I don't know. Crazy world.
A sticker.
Dobbing gets me money. They're the same sort of people who hate the cops, and yet they dob on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
a citizen doing something shit.
By the way, I still don't like unnamed person on a plane.
No, I don't like it either.
It's not a fucking Greyhound bus, cunt. Mm. You got names there. Hand them over.
Well, they don't hand over the manifest to mid-flight brawl, unfortunately.
We don't have that power yet.
Often I reckon it's a good lawyer who keeps the name out of the news.
Suppressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a better, maybe it's a public figure. Although public figure's fair game. Like if it's a B-lister or something, actor, they can sometimes get a good lawyer and go, my career's on the up. Keep this out of the news. By the time people were recording on their phones, the unknown man had the other passenger in a headlock. Other passengers jumped in to separate the two. And there was one bloke, the guy was getting bashed. He was very heavily tattooed. He'd apparently had bumped into the unnamed man's family before boarding. So he didn't even sit. No one's filming that. No one's filming the fucking queue where someone potentially could bump into someone else. So where's the vigilance there with your filming? He was already relaxing with his shoes off. He didn't even think anything was going. He's kind of lying across a couple of seats.
Yeah.
Bagsing them. People are still coming on. He's bagsing seats on a Dallas Phoenix flight. Anyway, punchable in some people's eyes on its own.
I'm back to unnamed man's side now.
Yeah. Well, the unnamed man, this would put you even more firmly on his side. He's a family man.
Oh, there you go.
Mm.
Can do no wrong.
I don't let any dickhead have a family, have kids. He started, in fact, the more kids you have, the better a bloke you are, from what I've seen, Hopewadi. He started explaining himself to everyone and yelling at the man. So this is where you should know. Tell them what you did. Tell them what you did. That's what he's screaming. Did you get some of this?
I don't play with my family. Tell them what happened. Tell them what you did.
There's no need for that right now.
I will sit down in jail for you approaching my family. There's I will no die need. For my family.
Yeah. Anyone who says that has usually done something shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to say. It's the old son's going to come up tomorrow, everyone. Yeah. Like, what's... I'm not screaming that out.
Yeah.
It's kind of a given that you do stuff. You defend your family.
Yeah.
And everyone.
Very American, though. Too many movies.
Family. Yeah. Country. God. There's a lot of that. I'll defend this to the death. And you just know that. Whoa. Round of applause. Do what you want. Punch the guy. It's your family we're talking about here.
And you don't have to say it. That's for later.
Shouldn't have to. Yeah.
Giving away his whole defense for court later on.
Oh, yeah. So I was screaming, I'll never set my friend on fire in this studio. What the fuck? Yeah. Anyway. After this, they both just got off the plane. The family man and the family and the other bloke just got told to get off. Nothing happened to either of them. That's it. Both got to leave. That's it.
Must have been a fair bump.
Big bump. But also, I wouldn't leave two blokes on a plane like that. You got to pick one. I'm surprised they just didn't pick the family man. But then no one saw, besides him saying, tell them what you did, he's done nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, I reckon that gets you in more trouble. Like if someone bumped into my wife and, say, knocked her over or whatever and didn't apologise, I'm not sitting on that next decision for another 10 minutes until boarding.
Sort it out on the ground.
Yeah.
Don't get on
right
the plane.
There.
Yep. Just maybe catch the eye of the gate attendant.
Someone bumps to get my wife off. Over,
yeah.
He's actually racing her to the ground.
Yeah.
That's the speed at which I'm
getting. Get him down first. Get our bags off the plane.
She might land on him, actually.
Yeah, right.
He might cushion my wife's fall.
Yeah, you could do it. You could arrange that. Anyway, our third incident, a bit meatier.
Again, at no point, even in my hypothetical, did I try and catch my wife.
Oh, no. Revenge is key. You think that, like when someone gets punched to the ground on the street and someone's running off, what do? Someone else can come and care for that.
Yeah.
Nothing's.
I'm not a paramedic.
No. Yeah. What I am is someone who's running after someone and ankle tapping to the ground and then taking it from there.
It would be disrespectful to the medical community to take that work off.
Yeah. Or some other good Samaritan who's probably going to turn up within seconds.
Yeah.
Always run after the perp.
Yeah.
You'll regret that later on, not doing that. This is our final act for today is a Jetstar.
We're back.
Perth to Melbourne, March 18, 2023.
Couple of weeks in a row for old Jetstar.
Jetstar's getting in. Bolick Bet Malou, 30 years old, founder of independent record label Kushite Entertainment. Don't know how you pronounce that. Kushite. I don't know. Kushite. That's how I'd pronounce it after looking at it a bit. They have studios, Kushite, that you can book across Melbourne to go and sing in.
Sick.
One of them is at Hopper's Crossing.
Bang!
A lot of, singers out there. We should get on the cush. He might not let us in after this. Singers in Hoppers. People sing everywhere, don't they? Australian.
A couple of voice contestants. I remember the Westbourne Grammar Junior. School notable alumni.
Is that in Hoppers Crossing, the Westbourne School?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Truganina, technically, but.
Oh, okay.
It's Hoppers.
I thought you had to travel. Yeah.
Yeah. No, only, 10 minutes on the school bus, 15 minutes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Bollock is Australian producer / singer and a chin strap beard owner.
Ugh.
That's a novelty beard.
Yeah.
Once per lifetime as a joke, maybe when you're about 19. While we're at down here, actually, I don't know why I write this down. I've been receiving messages here and there on the internet with various social etiquette dilemmas. And
one of these pods now.
Well, sometimes. Like the chin strap beard for me, that's one that, you know, don't do it categorically. Got it. And I have to say, you know, if I love a laugh as much as the next guy. But if you're sending to me saying, hey, Heggy, what do you reckon of this? Then you already know the fucking answer, exactly what I'm going to think. And that the issue at hand or the behaviour being displayed is categorically wrong and bashable.
Yeah.
So fucking send them through if you want, but bear in mind I'm busy. And if it's shoes with dog shit and the tread on the kitchen table or something, you already know the fucking answer.
Yeah. Yogurt was the other month.
Send it to Midvite Brawl Socials or something along those lines. I don't want to fucking know. Like I already know. You already know. Don't just, you're trying to get a fucking rise.
Love it.
You're not trying to get an answer. That's the problem. Social media for me is just to receive abuse and organise gigs. So take it easy. Send them to you. You can fucking answer them. I don't care. Anyway, Bollock has.
Well, that's the problem. They get sent to me and it's like, oi, Cody, I know Heggy can't use a computer. Can you show him this?
Mm.
And then I'm.
And gracefully, you don't.
Oh, okay.
Generally. Do you show?
Well, so, yeah.
Or do you send them? Oh, okay.
No. So I'll just read them out on here.
Oh. Do it on your offshoot pod. Nick Saves the World or something, whatever you're fucking doing in your spare time. Bollock's got Instagram.
Yeah.
Where he's got a big dog who is, according to one of his mates, no homo.
Oh.
I think you find dogs don't really discern if they're in a bind.
Yeah.
Like prisoners.
I remember in primary school dogs rooting.
Of course.
The playground.
Whatever.
Fucking just seeing two dogs root. Mm. Hilarious.
Yeah, of course. When they're both.
Two red rockets.
Yeah.
Tears.
His Instagram is full of songs and simmering down the barrel profile shots. A bit like yours. A bit of who me. Who me? Bollock was said to have been drunk by other passengers. When boarding the plane, he got into an alcohol-fueled argument with his wife. We've been here before. And again, take a knee, everyone. As a modern bloke, when a family member's upset with you in public, you're in a bind.
Mm.
You cannot defend yourself. You've got to shut your mouth and take it. Sort it out later. Let them have their fun. Just fucking do not react. Do not do anything. I can't state this more clearly. Get your arguments back behind closed doors where they belong. Don't fucking do it in public. You're gonna get done over badly. Bollock's wife, though, has then asked cabin crew if she could swap seats so that she and her child could get away from him. Her child. Take it, we're in a stepdad situation here. Dangerous ground to be waltzing around on, especially in public. Yeah. Clock's ticking on the you're not my dad, don't tell me what to fucking do.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what. Even more jarring than don't tell us what to do.
A de facto punch on with a stepchild involved on a Jetstar flight is not a great look.
Bad news. I mean, your actual kids tell you to fuck off after a while. Imagine if they've got that ammo as well.
Yeah.
On top of that, you're in big trouble. He refused to sit away from his wife when told by the attendants to move. He's like, no, they can move. Fuck off. Not moving. And technically, within his right, this is my seat. This says Bollock on here.
Yeah.
I'm sitting my fucking bollocks on here. The captain of the plane called the AFP to remove, but they're getting a run, to remove Bollock. They boarded the plane and said, oh, is this what the inside of one looks like? They began wrestling with Bollock and he managed to get one of them in a headlock. That's featured mainly. Mm. Good old AFP. They don't have to get physical that much in their duties. As a result, when they're in a scuffle, they can get bashed. He's then tried
to stay ready. It's like the UFC fighters, too long of a layoff.
Yeah. You've got to train hard. Get in some fights in your spare time, at home, wherever. Get prepared. And this is fucking thematic from the last few weeks too. He's then tried to take the officer's taser before being tased himself.
Oh.
Three times. All or nothing move.
Good ticker then.
Yeah. Reach for the weapon, that's all or nothing. Do you reckon, you reckon you'd be dead after three tasers if you haven't got a good ticker? Dead after one.
I can't help.
Dead after one if you're 96.
Yeah.
Like three to a normal ticker would be all right.
It can't be great for you.
It's not redback bites. It's very unpredictable. Fully healthy man, you're probably going to be all right.
Yeah.
Small child, don't tase them too hard. I don't know. I'm surprised more cops don't just kill people. Like, I know it's in the news a lot, but they're not picking the right ones to knock off, basically. Like, it's you can't
and they're turning up to shit all day, every day.
You can't just do it for fun, like if you've had a bad day.
Yeah.
But if I had a gun, let alone a uniform, a lot of people would be dead, ending with me, obviously. But, like, fucking someone's reaching for your weapon. That's fucking dead in America.
Yeah.
No, you're fucking dead.
Yeah.
You're probably dead before you even get that far. I don't know.
He thought about it. Could see it in his eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad we don't have guns, but it'd be people in my way.
Show us his eyes. Body cam was off. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Your Honour. Malfunction.
I'd take it out. Like a bad day, people in a queue, people in front of me, hecklers, you. I don't know. Fucking, I don't have one. So anyway.
Setting fire to my good friend and now they're shooting me. It's another theme.
Not today. Today's fine. Well, I don't have a gun today, do I? Bollock has found himself.
I was going to give you the Christmas present that I got for you at the end of this ep, but I don't think I will now.
Oh, great.
Know how you're going to use it.
Status arrested.
Initially, Bollock was charged with four offences, including failure to comply with a safety instruction and causing harm to the Commonwealth official. He negotiated the four offences down to two. Pleaded guilty. I don't know which two he got knocked off there. Mm. Not bad value. There's a bloke who filmed the exchange. Jairus Vanson. So that's a good unusual name. Get yourself a fucking unusual name and get found by me. You know, I'm sick of these fucking like
Tim Smith.
Oh man, you cannot find these bastards. He's got very little internet presence after all that, which is annoying. Such a unique name. You think this will be great. This would be like a page of fucking bullshit about Jairus. Nah. He's got a Facebook profile where he appears to be a medieval dragon. Jairus was of the opinion, though, that Bollocks did nothing wrong. And he didn't film the whole thing. No one's filming setups. Just fucking punchlines, literally.
That, an ultra ballsy move to just put a camera on a bloke and his family.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
She's giving you a side eye. I can hear the tone in your voices. Just getting this early.
Really, we should have built in like less conspicuous body cams. Then you don't have to hold a phone up and just get that. It's you pretty good China, footage mate. Now, isn't it?
You want the constant surveillance?
Have they got them?
Social?
No, just for entertainment purposes.
Ah,
not social credits. No, not that. Just like from
Yeah.
You see something, you don't have to go. Hang on, need the glasses. Fix up the fucking get the camera all right. Put it in 4K. It's finished.
Yeah.
No, you want it on all the time. Bollocks had his say to Nine News, the premier news outlet of this country, and this is a good quote. He said, "It's voltage on a human that done nothing wrong."
Oh, well, there you go. A
couple of things there. Voltage, like it's you see what he's done?
Yeah.
He's turned it into, and what do you make of people referring to themselves as human?
Yeah.
That's a footy thing.
What do you mean?
Well, they're always, like they'll call themselves, they're toey or flawed.
Oh, flawed human,
I'm a flawed human.
Yeah.
There's four toey humans in here. Human is the most dehumanizing fucking word to give a human.
We're all humans.
Yeah. I've never thought to have to do it. I think it's a fucking given.
Yeah.
People will think I am one.
No, the species I'm in. Fuckhead.
Fair idea. These people don't, they're mostly animals who fucking refer to themselves as humans. Bollock is referred to in news articles as father. That's a bad pronoun for a headline. Husband's probably worse. As in husband wanted for questioning after machete slaying. What was his
Maybe he was the dad then. It's not a father. De facto situation.
We could have multiple kids elsewhere.
Maybe he's fucked up that much that it's like...
This is my child.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that happens in all households. Did you see what your daughter did to my son?
Oh, of course.
That sort of thing. Look what your son did to my son.
Yeah, what's the fucking... ton fils, your friend? Your son?
Your son.
Your son, yeah. Ton fils. That's what we say, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ton fils.
Bollock was fined $1,500, ordered to pay court costs, and was placed on a conditional release order for 1 year with a $2,000 bond, plus 2 days behind bars. Again, not bad.
Didn't punch on?
He got someone in a headlock. He got tasered 3 times.
Yeah.
Once the taser's out, you're going to jail, surely.
You think the taser would knock the fine down?
We already got you.
Yeah.
Time served. You've already served 10 served. Seconds. You've already served 10 seconds unconscious on the floor. They leave.
Yeah, it's like $1,000 fine minus 3 tasers. That's $100 a pop, $700.
It's like strings, isn't there? Strings and hooks or something on a tape. Leave something physical.
Yeah, I think some do, and then some just have the...
Have the blue light, the lightning.
Mm.
When he left the courtroom, he said to a reporter, "How can I be sorry when I was the one that was moved from a seat that was mine? So I've done nothing wrong."
Wow. So the taser's changed nothing about him.
No. Nine News reporter Jack Hahn, a young liberal-looking bloke, responded by asking, "Why'd you plead guilty then if you've done nothing wrong?" Got him. Although, you know, he's pled guilty to get it out of your hair, obviously.
Of course.
Bollock awkwardly turned away from Hahn before walking away without saying anything. That's a better policy.
Smart.
Better policy when there's a tabloid journalist Clark shoe in your door, you foolish, you fucking opened. Don't talk to him. Anyway, I'm going to wind up with a bit of internet advice. They spoke up. One person said, WRW0101 has said, "The next time I want to see a fight, I will not buy a ticket to a MMA event. I will get on an airplane." It's just a plane, isn't it? "I hope the Joker who filmed this never gets a job as a videographer or photographer."
And shooting the messenger there, unfair.
And then he goes on
it's
to
fucking
say.
Fucking punch off, punch on, including involving someone getting tasered.
Everyone's a critic.
Someone in a headlock. Yeah. You fucking do it.
"It seems you find more mentally disturbed people on the airlines these days than in mental institutions." Sage words indeed from WRW0101.
I reckon a far smaller percentage of people on planes are mentally ill than people in comment sections of articles.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost 100%.
Yes.
It has to be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's like safer on a plane than driving home, you know?
Yeah.
Comment section, chock full of fucking mentals.
Absolutely. If they're all acting like that and getting on planes, it'd be far more fights. Yeah. It's a given. I mean, until there's more widespread diagnosis than there already is, we won't know how many mentals there actually are out there. I won't rest until everyone's diagnosed with something.
You're a true hero. That brings us to the end of another episode of Midflight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Patreon.com/midflightbrawl for extra content, early access to live shows, etc. Heggy, 2 specials out on YouTube right now.
Did you say etc.?
Yeah.
Great.
Do you like it?
Love it. Like it a lot. I like it an awful lot.
Etc.
We better go get you a cappuccino now.
Fuck,
get on with the rest of the day.
All right. My special live at the Corner Hotel on YouTube. Heggy's Tour, Grogan 2024 Tour, on sale now, lukeheggy.com. Get around it. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, mate.
But... Thanks for tuning in to Mid Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.